Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 30. On this week's edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I have all the latest video gaming news to share with you. I share my recent Walt Disney World trip. I review God of War Chains of Olympus for the PlayStation Portable. And I talk about my upcoming Super Smash Bros. Brawl game review. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's get on with the show. Hey, how's it going, pack members? I'm Silver Wolf, and welcome to another edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. And before we get on with the show, let's start off with, of course, the latest news. First off, Mario Kart, the upcoming Mario Kart for the Nintendo Wii, has an official release date, and it's going to be released on April 27th, which is going to be, now that I look at it right now, it might have some competition because also Grand Theft Auto 4 for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, well, that's going to be released on April 29th, so there's probably going to be some competition between the two games because, well, of course, Mario Kart is Mario Kart and Grand Theft Auto is Grand Theft Auto, so yeah, that's going to be kind of interesting to see which game's going to come out on top. Actually, there's a lot of Nintendo news this week. Super Smash Bros. Brawl? Well, that game, its first week, sells 1.4 million copies in the United States alone. And with 874,000 on day one. So, yeah, Brawl is a very popular game. I'm still a little bit surprised by those numbers. And also, I'll be sharing my Brawl code with you all later. So, good job, Nintendo. You actually got a really good game on your hands. Again. Next up, Reggie from Nintendo of America says that he actually talked to someone on GameTrailers.com, and he mentioned that at E3 this year, he said, and I quote, he's going to unveil new content maximizing all our key franchises. I don't think it's going to be another Smash Brothers game, and it's definitely not another, well, I don't think it's going to be another console because the Wii is popular enough, and the Nintendo DS is still the popular handheld, and I don't think bringing back Virtual Boy is a good idea either, so if you don't know the Virtual Boy, I'll probably talk about that later, like probably in the next couple weeks or so. but I hate it when Nintendo does this. They say that they're going to unveil something big at E3, and they're just teasing us. I hate it when they do that. I hate when all companies do that. They say that something big's going to be announced at E3, or something big's going to be announced in March, or April, or June, or July, or whenever. I hate it when they do this. It makes me so impatient. Alright. Next up, GameStop, which is probably one of the most popular, actually, it is the most popular video game store. They have actually made $7.1 billion in 2007, thanks to huge game releases such as Super Mario Galaxy, Call of Duty 4, Rock Band, and so many other games. And, you know, I have to admit, I have, you know, donated to the whole thing, so they should also thank me, but they don't. They have to thank video games for that. Whatever. Next up, remember last time I talked about the upcoming Street Fighter movie? Well, two more cast members have been announced for the film. Neil McDonough, MCDONOUGH, He's from the miniseries Band of Brothers, and the movie they call him Sasquatch. He's gonna play M. Bison in the upcoming film. And also, remember when I said last week that Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas was gonna be in it? Well, he's not gonna play DJ, who I thought he was gonna play, because he pretty much fits it, because DJ's kind of has that, singing star aspect to him. Taboo is actually gonna play Vega. So, the psychotic guy from Spain with the claws and the mask, and he's gonna play him. So, anyway, the Street Fighter film subtitled The Legend of Chun-Li will be released in 2009. Let's just hope to God it doesn't end up like the original Street Fighter movie. Oh, man, that was a bad movie. I'll probably talk about that later, too. Next up, chances are you probably have heard of The Sims and The Sims 2 and the dozens upon dozens of expansions that those games had. Well, get this. There's going to be another Sims game, and it's not going to be an expansion. It's going to be another standalone game called The Sims 3. Now, not only will this game feature even more character customization, but also, unlike the other Sims games, where you had to get an expansion to walk around different areas besides your own house, well, this one, you'll be able to walk around your entire neighborhood. I know some other previous Sims games have done something like this. I think The Herbs did it. The Herbs from the Nintendo DS and some other games did something like this, but those were pretty much expansions. I'm talking more a standalone game that's going to feature walking around your own neighborhood, talking to people, going to different shops, going to your job, and all this other stuff. And also, it's going to feature advanced personality, like realistic personalities. Yeah, I know, personalities were... Actually, I don't really think some of the other Sims games have personalities. I mean, yeah, they have their likes and dislikes, but this one actually is going to feature more advanced... personality features, like, is this person going to be, noisy? Is it going to, are they going to be annoying, friendly, evil, talky? It actually sounds pretty interesting. They haven't officially announced an exact release date, but they say it's going to be, it's going to be released in 2009 for the PC. And unfortunately, there's no talk about a, console versions yet, so yeah, I think PC is gonna be the best bet anyway, because it's been on the PC for quite a long time, and they have released it for consoles, but the PCs are always the best. Next up, this is also some really big news. Guitar Hero, the game, it's one of my favorite rhythm-based games. Well, get this, there's gonna be another one. And it's not... I have announced that there is going to be one for Aerosmith. That's coming out really soon. But there's going to be a brand new game, a brand new Guitar Hero game, for the Nintendo DS. Now, a Nintendo DS version has been kind of in the works and been talked about for quite a while. Well, now the announcement has officially been made. It's going to have a summer release, and... with every game, it's going to have a brand new peripheral called the Guitar Grip. Now, when I first heard of a Guitar Hero for the Nintendo DS, I thought it's going to be just... it's, of course, going to be like the original game. And the bottom where the touchscreen is, you get to see all the fret buttons, and you pretty much have to tap your stylus along with the notes. But... the creators of Guitar Hero took it one step further, and now it's going to have a brand new peripheral that's going to attach to the Game Boy Advance slot in the bottom of the Nintendo DS, and you get to hold on to it with your hand, and it's going to have four fret buttons, unlike the unlike the original guitars with 5 fret buttons, it's going to have 4 fret buttons. It's going to have a brand new stylus that looks kind of like a guitar pick. And the screens are going to be set up like this. On the non-interactive, the regular screen, it's going to have the character, plus like where all the notes are. And on the touch screen, it's going to have the guitar itself with the strings and the whammy bar. And pretty much like with the original guitar peripheral, you use the stylus to, you know, strum the guitar strings and you press the fret buttons in tune with the song, just like in the original guitar game. So, you know, and I've seen the peripheral, I've seen pictures of it, and it actually looks pretty interesting. I have to admit, it looks pretty interesting. It might jack up the price of the game, but, I mean, hey, when you add a peripheral onto any games, it's definitely going to jack up the price, but whatever. Not only is it going to have a single-player career mode, it's going to have wireless cooperative play and a battle mode like in Guitar Hero 3, but instead of, like, you know, pressing, like, a certain button multiple times, well, it might have that, but there's going to be some very interesting attacks. Like, for one instance, some pyrotechnics might go away and might set your guitar on fire. So you have to blow into the mic in order to blow out the flames, or maybe some crazy fan will come up to you and you have to sign their shirt while you're still playing. So, man, that's gotta be a lot of fun. So yeah, it's gonna have career, co-op, battle, and also when it comes to artists, so far they say they're gonna have, I think, I don't know how many tracks it's gonna have. But they have announced 3 names are going to be in it. Nirvana, OK Go, and No Doubt will definitely be in the game. I have no other information on who else is going to be in the game or the track listing, but I'll keep you posted when I find out more information. Next up, the upcoming Iron Man game based on the upcoming movie, which is something I'm really looking forward to. The Iron Man game will have the original voice cast, which includes Robert Downey Jr., Terrence Howard, and Sean Toub, or T-O-U-B, I don't know how you pronounce that. Sorry if I mispronounced your name. So yeah, it's going to have the original cast. Also in smaller news, the next Rock Band update will include an in-game store, and also they also announced that the downloadable content has reached 6 million, you know, 6 million songs. So that's all. So that's pretty cool. And also, the next PlayStation 3 update will, I think they say in March, like maybe a little bit late, which will be released in a few weeks. They'll have a new Blu-ray and PSP features. When it comes to Blu-ray, it's gonna have, you know, just a few additional features that they couldn't add on in the first place. And also more connectivity with the PSP, so be sure to look forward to that. And other than that, that was about it for the news. Oh wait, there was one other news story that I actually got from joystick.com, and they say that you know that jerk. I don't know if I would call him a jerk. That guy named Jack Thompson. You know who he is. The anti-violent video game guy that wants violent video games banned from all homes and all markets. Well, get this. Jack Thompson has been, what's the word? Oh, yeah. Sanctioned. Pretty much what this means is, he is not, this is directly from the, Joystick website. He is not allowed to talk to the Florida Supreme Court directly over all these wild accusations against violent video games. He is now actually forced to hire his own attorney to talk to the court on his behalf. Oh my... Jack Thompson... but like I said, now he's forced to let someone else talk for him, But because of his failing efforts to, you know, ban violent and bad video games, as he would call them, he... Oh, man. There's no way no other judge, no other lawyer would speak on his behalf, because they know they're going to lose, because God bless the First Amendment. Okay. I'm done. That's it from the news. I wish it was a little bit more that I can talk about, but it was not really big this week. But anyway, next up on the show, this is not really going to be a big show. In fact, I only have a Retrovision for this week. So, I was trying to get one, but, you know, I'm saving one for later. And, you know, I'm being kind of, like, it's also the Easter holiday season, so family's going to be coming over soon. But whatever. Let's move on to the next segment of the show. This one is on my recent Walt Disney World trip report. Some of you may know that last week I went to Walt Disney World for, I say, well, it was pretty much like three and a half days. And I actually had a good time again, as I usually do on Walt Disney World trips. And this time I actually went down there not to work. I didn't really have enough time to, you know, go back down there and work. So, you know, the story is my mother had a conference down there. She's allowed a guest, and she invited me. So I was very happy that she invited me. We got in around, we got into Orlando. Well, I woke up like around 5:45 in the morning to get ready to go. We arrived at the airport. The plane was all right, and we got in around 11:30 in the morning, and we hopped in a taxi to Walt Disney World Dolphin Resort, which is a resort that I've never stayed in. And I have to be honest with it. It's actually a pretty nice hotel. It's not owned by Disney, but they still get all the benefits of a, you know, Disney resort because, well, it's still a Disney resort, not owned by Disney. The room itself is very nice. We actually got a really good view. I looked out the window, and not only was the pool right below me, but also, if you look straight ahead out my window, you can actually see Blizzard Beach slightly to the left. Like, you can see the summit plummet from Blizzard Beach to the left, and to the right a little bit, if you look further down, you can actually see the Tree of Life from Animal Kingdom, as well as Expedition Everest as well. It's a really nice view. And to the left, if you looked out the window, I didn't have a balcony, so I had to look out the window. If you look out the window to, like, directly to your left, I can actually see Disney's Hollywood Studios. I was that close to it. It was not even funny. I can just throw a stone, I can hit the Tower of Terror. Well, not really, but still, you can still see Disney's Hollywood Studios. But still, the room was nice. The only complaint I had was the bathroom, like where the toilet and the bathtub is, it's kind of cramped in there. And I'm not that big of a guy yet. I still think it's kind of cramped. But, you know, overall, the room was really nice. The beds were really comfortable. And as soon as we checked in and dropped our bags, I hopped on a bus to Disney's Animal Kingdom because, well, I wouldn't really have enough time anyway to get to Animal Kingdom. So I hopped on a bus to Disney's Animal Kingdom, and when I got there, there was actually a few new banners out to help promote the Year of a Million Dreams. And when I first saw these, you know, Disney is definitely trying to keep the Year of a Million Dreams going. I mean, they really love this promotion. So I got into Disney's Animal Kingdom, I say around 12:30. Walked around the park, went on Kilimanjaro Safaris, and of course, like with Animal Kingdom, I took a few pictures of all the animals, and I actually saw some performers. In fact, I even saw, like, after I went on Kilimanjaro Safaris, I actually walked over to Asia to, I went on Kilimanjaro Safaris, then I walked all the way down to Asia, to go on Expedition Everest. So I rode that, I waited in the single riders line, which, you know, it's always a good thing to go on single riders, yet, even though your party will be separated, it still, you know, it still saves you a lot of time to go on to, you know, go through the single riders line. But anyway, I went on there in the day, still a really cool ride. Then I went back to Africa to walk through the forest trail. Then I went back to Asia to go through the their forest trail to see the tigers. It's really nice. Man, I'm trying to recall everything here at once. Yikes. But anyway, I then went over to Dinoland, and I rode Dinosaur. Then I actually went back to Asia again to see a show that I haven't seen before. It's called Flights of Wonder, and it's pretty much a bird show, but it's really funny, it's very entertaining, and they even have they have all sorts of birds there. It's a really cool show. I highly recommend it. They say it's a must see, so I thought, why not? So I caught the last show. It's really fun. I enjoyed it. It's really nice. Then I went back to Dinoland to see Finding Nemo the Musical, which is definitely one of my favorite shows. And I got there, I found out I was a little bit early to line up. So what I did was I went over to Dinoland. I went back to Dinoland to Dinorama, which is kind of like a roadside attraction-like area. And I actually played a couple of games there. I played a ball toss where, you know, you toss the ball into the cups. And if you get into a colored one, you win a prize. And if you don't, well, you lose. Oh, well. And I actually won a small prize. And even with that, I still had enough time. And I walked over to the Whack-A-Mole game. And I found out there was just one other kid, you know, that wants to play. But, you know, of course, there's no other people playing. And I heard the cast member said that there's need to be at least two people playing. So I thought, what the heck, I'll join in. So I joined in, and I won again. But since I don't really feel like, you know, carrying around two stuffed animals, I actually gave the one that I won to the kid. Because, you know, I'm just that nice, and, you know, I just don't want to carry, like, two stuffed animals around. I just thought, you know, just make the kid's day and just give it to him. And the mother was nice enough to pay me back, and I refused, but I gave in. She gave me back the money anyway. So, you know, still, I just felt really good inside doing that. So, after that, I walked back, waited in line for Finding Nemo, saw the show, really enjoyable. Then, after eating a little bit, it was almost time for the, park to close. So, I walked around the park a little bit more, and around 9 o'clock, which was actually around 8 o'clock, I actually got a wristband for Extra Magic Hours. It was Extra Magic Hours that day, which is they open up the park for resort guests, which fortunately I was. So I got a wristband, And I wanted to see Festival of the Lion King, which is also a really good show. But the 9 o'clock show, as soon as they said they're going to start the show, it was canceled. I was ticked. I mean, I wasn't ticked enough to, like, you know, hurt anyone. But, you know, I was just mad that, you know, I've been waiting for the show for a while. I should have seen it sooner, but, you know, I never really got a chance. But it's still a really good show. I have seen it a couple times. It's a really good show. If you're in Animal Kingdom, check it out. It's in Camp Minnie Mickey. And after that, I went over to It's Tough to Be a Bug, and I saw that. It's a really good 3D show. Then I went on Expedition Everest at night, which, once again, really dark, and it's just a lot better at night. Then I went over to Dinosaur, rode that. Then I went back to Expedition Everest, rode it again. So I rode Expedition Everest 3 times. And then by that time, it was around, I'd say it was around 11 o'clock. I pretty much done everything. I don't feel like, you know, riding Everest, you know, 4 times and Dinosaur twice. So I went back on the bus, and I went back to the Dolphin, and I just crashed in my room and set up my computer for internet access and everything. So that was pretty much it for day one. Day two, I went to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I decided to spend the day there. So I got there around 10 o'clock, rode, then I went to the left, rode Rock and Roller Coaster, got a fast pass for Tower of Terror. Then I pretty much walked around the rest of the park. I got on Star Tours. I saw Jedi Training Academy, Muppet Vision 3D, Lights, More Action, Indiana Jones, rode Tower of Terror. And also that day, I found out that they were doing Toy Story Mania. Actually, no, not Toy Story Mania. That's not open yet. I meant to say Disney Pixar's Block Party Bash. So I pretty much set my schedule till around 3 o'clock so I can check out that show. I did see it, and what they do is they set up the parade, they stop at one section of the park, and then they stop right in front of me. I pretty much stood up, like, by a small, like, right around the Sorcerer's Hat, and I saw the Monsters, Inc. float, and I gotta say, Block Party Bash is actually a pretty good parade. It was a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to get involved. They were dancing, they were jumping, they had some, well, the music selection was okay. I mean, fortunately it did not consist of the chicken dance, but it did had YMCA, and even the Macarena. So, but it's pretty much generic music that is played at all weddings and kids' parties. But, you know, the music itself was alright. But the parade itself was very energetic. Everybody was involved in it. Everyone was dancing. Everyone was jumping. All the kids were going absolutely nuts. And even the parents were, you know, dancing as well. And at the end, to my surprise, they actually launched Nerf balls out of cannons that, you know, launch themselves out into the audience, and that really caught me by surprise. And I caught a ball in midair. I actually have one in my hand right now. It's a Nerf ball. It's kind of like a stress ball, and on the side it says Block Party Bash, and you can actually take it home. They actually give cast members a chance to, you know, give these Nerf balls to kids in the audience that, you know, want one, but they never really got a chance to catch one in midair. So, you know, I took one, and, you know, these are really nice. They're, you know, not too hard, and, you know, and they pretty much launch them in the air. So when you hear the bang, you'll know to look up and, you know, avoid getting yourself hit in the head with one of these. But like I said, they're very soft, and they're very nice. And overall, the parade itself is really interesting. There's a float for Toy Story, a float for Monsters, Inc., There's a flow for Bug's Life, and each flow is designed differently, but the show pretty much remains the same. All the same music, same characters, and at the end they have the Incredibles the characters from the Incredibles jump up and dance around. And like I said, it's a really interesting parade. I would definitely check it out if you ever get a chance. Like I said, once again, I walked around the park, saw some of the new signs, took a few pictures of them, and the one thing that still surprised me is there is no sign for the archway that leads to the animation courtyard, but I actually did see a construction wall. I actually see something behind a construction wall that said that there, that pretty much tells that there is going to be a new sign over the archway that says Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I pretty much stay there for the whole day. And around 8 o'clock, I actually left Disney's Hollywood Studios. I didn't see Fantasmic this time, but if you ever do get a chance to see Fantasmic, I recommend it. But I left around 8 o'clock so I can meet up with a couple friends over at Downtown Disney. There was one friend that I knew from the college program who went back for another college program, and he was there. And I also met another person who I also met through the college program. She lives in the area, so we met up. We had dinner, and then my friend who's on the college program, he had to leave because he had work the next day. But me and the other friend, we went over to Pleasure Island. We had met up with my mom, and we actually got tickets for the Pleasure Island nightclubs. And since we only had time for one nightclub, we actually went over to I wish we could have checked out the Adventurous Club, but my mom was a little bit nervous about going in there the first time, so I told her we have to go in there the next time. But we went over to Comedy Warehouse, and we had a blast there. If you don't, the Comedy Warehouse is pretty much almost like Whose Line Is It Anyway? All the actors and actresses are all improv comedians, and the show is pretty much based on suggestions. And we had even the cast members were really into everything. They play a few very good games, and the suggestions that people made were absolutely hilarious. And the whole thing started. Even from the start, what one of the cast members did was take the phone and call someone from the audience, who was sitting by another phone, and the person that picked it up said that he's from Ohio State, and everybody in the audience booed. No joke, everybody booed Ohio State, even myself, and. Like, it was just hilarious. And there was also a game where they threw out movie quotes, and some people said, I want to be a producer, your Schwartz is as big as mine, all that. It was just a wild night, not only because, I had Southern Comfort and Cokes, my mother had two Diet Cokes, and my friend had two screwdrivers, we still had a great time. We stayed there for a little while longer, to sober up a little bit. And overall, it was such a really good night. I certainly enjoy the Comedy Warehouse. It's still a really good place, but if you really want comedy, you should also check out the Adventurers Club. It's a really nice place. And once again, it's just crazy over there. So, that was about it for the second night. The third day, this was a really special day because I was going to visit two parks at once, and another friend of mine from college was going to be in the area with a friend of his, and I told him I'm going to be in Walt Disney World, and I decided to let him into the Disney theme parks. So I let him into Epcot. We walked around Epcot. We checked out some of the best attractions. I talked to him about everything. It was also their first time in the Walt Disney World Resort, so I gave him some first visit buttons, and like I said, we walked around the park, we walked around World Showcase, had lunch in Japan, well, the Japan Pavilion, and then afterwards, we went over to the Magic Kingdom for Disney's Pirate and Princess parties. And also, I forgot, it rained as well, very hard, so even though the parade was not washed out, it was still the Pirate and Princess parade. It still felt kind of short because there was no horses like in the actual parade, and the fireworks had everything except Tinkerbells, which was kind of disappointing, but still, it's a really good fireworks. We checked out some of the best attractions in the Magic Kingdom. We met up with another friend, actually my friend's boyfriend, at the Magic Kingdom. We checked out Pirates of the Caribbean. I showed my mom the new Haunted Mansion and some of the other good stuff like Buzz Lightyear, Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, all those attractions. And, you know, it was still a really good night. And if you're ever in Walt Disney World for Disney's Pirate and Princess parties, I highly recommend it. It's a really, really good party. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's free candy, free, you know, jewels where you can, you know, go around, get some candy and jewels. And there's a really good parade. Good fireworks, parks open late, wait times are reduced by, like, you can't wait no more than 10 minutes for a ride, no doubt about it. And it's still a really cool party. I enjoy it, and my friends enjoyed it. They say they had a blast, and I told them what they experienced was just the tip of the iceberg. So I have a feeling they will be thinking about coming back. It's a really good resort. They loved it. They really enjoyed their trip. And that was about it. I took a few more pictures and went back to the hotel and that was it. We left the airport. Actually, we left Orlando sometime in the early afternoon. Got back home around 3 o'clock or so. I come back to Chicago in the afternoon, and I just got back doing my homework still because I had school on Monday. But still, it was a really nice trip. I was thinking about doing a photo slideshow, but I just didn't really have enough time to do it. And plus, it's really nothing too much. Like, the photos I've taken, they're all pretty much the same as the last one. It's just, you know, just a few additional ones, and some of the photos are a little bit clearer because I got a higher megapixel camera this time. But, you know, I might think about doing it, but I doubt it. That's about it for my trip report. My next trip will probably be sometime this summer. So, I have no official days of when I'm going and what I'm going to do. But it's probably going to be sometime after or sometime around the opening of Toy Story Mania. So, probably sometime around June or maybe July. I also got to figure out my summer school schedule and, you know, when my next classes are. So, I got to figure that all out. So, but my next trip is going to be in the summer. Next up, my review of God of War Chains of Olympus for the PlayStation Portable. First off, I just got to say that God of War, Chains of Olympus, is a definite must-have if you own a PSP. Pretty much the story is, this takes place before the original God of War game on the PlayStation 2. If you don't have that, I recommend it. And it's pretty much one of Kratos' tales of his bidding to the gods in order for them to forgive his sins of killing his family and doing all sorts of bad stuff under the guidance of the god Ares. You'll find out more information on that as you play the original God of War and God of War 2. One of the tales is that the world is plunged into darkness, and the gods are just, pretty much in a nutshell, world's in darkness, the gods tell Kratos to do this, and Kratos forced under his will, to not do anything. He was just forced to do it. The game itself is actually a pretty good game. it's short. You'll probably be within like 7 hours, but they have added a few things to extend the life of it. Like you can play it again in a very hard difficulty. You can do the challenges, and you can unlock some, you know, new costumes, concept art videos, and a few other things. The controls are just like what they were on the PlayStation 2, with the exception of the additional R buttons and the additional control stick. But even without those, it still plays very well. The controls are pretty much the same. Square is light attack, triangle is strong attack, circle is grapple, X is jump. Spells, instead of like, you know, using the D-pad for the spells, you actually hold down the R button and press either the square, triangle, or circle button in order to perform magic. And L's block, and you know, the spells themselves, there's new spells, new weapons, and a few other new things, so to make the game unique. But still, the controls are really nice. It's just the only thing is, you know, the analog stick. I mean, the analog stick is still, you know, pretty bothersome on the PSP, but still, you'll get used to it. The sound, all the voice actors are, the same voice actors are in this game, plus the music is still really outstanding. It's just on par with God of War 1 and God of War 2. And in order for you to fully experience the sound of the game, you have to play this game with headphones. No doubt about it. The graphics for the PSP, these are actually pretty good. They're actually pretty good graphics. The levels are highly detailed, and you know, all the and even the characters in themselves are really detailed too. So the graphics are absolutely great, phenomenal. And when it comes to the gameplay itself, it's just like playing the original God of War. The controls are fluid. The gameplay itself is really fun. There's a few puzzles. The only gripes I have with this game is that, once again, it's short. The controls could have been a little bit better. And, you know, it's still a really good game. I highly recommend it. It's one of the best games to come out on the PlayStation Portable. Like, even though the game's short, there's still, you know, a few unlockables. And overall, it's just a fun game. And it's really good to hold you over for God of War 3, which they say in the instruction manual for Chains of Olympus is going to be coming out on PlayStation 3 soon. They haven't said any release date, but they did say it's going to be released for the PlayStation 3, so that's going to be another reason for me to get a PlayStation 3. But anyway, if you own a PSP, do yourself a favor, get this game. If you're a God of War fan and you don't own a PSP, just get a PSP for this game. It's still really fun. It expands the storyline of Kratos. And overall, it's just a really fun game. Overall score, I'm going to give this game a 9 out of 10. It's really fun. I enjoy it. And once again, it's violent. It's a lot of fun. And yes, there is the opportunity to have sex with women in the game. Like in the previous two games, you can't have sex in this game. Remember, this game's for, and also this game's rated M for mature, so no kids allowed. But anyway, once again, 9 out of 10, get this game, it's fun, and it's just really enjoyable. And before I close out this week's show, I just gotta say that my review of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, that will be coming soon. It's gonna come out as a video. It's gonna come out as a video podcast, and along with the review of Smash Bros. Brawl, I'm also gonna do a retrovision on the original Super Smash Bros. So be sure to look forward to that. It's probably gonna come out sometime in April. It's gonna come out sometime in April because there's just one more thing I need to get. And it's not going to come out to the beginning of April for this review. So, be sure to look forward to that. I'm still, you know, planning out how I'm going to do this, and I just need to get one more piece of camera equipment so I can set my digital camera up for this video review and all this. And while you can wait for the Smash Bros. Brawl review, the one thing, like, here's a little preview of it. The one thing I'm not really fond of with Smash Bros. Brawl with the online mode is that you need a separate friend code for you to play against other people, like your friends on Brawl. So, if you want to brawl against me, you need to insert this code. My friend code that I gave out a few weeks ago will not work. This one will, though. My Brawl friend code is 28359761813. One more time. 28359761813. That's my Brawl friend code. Sign me up, and you may never know. We can fight against each other in Smash Brothers Brawl. So yeah, there you go. So once again, look forward to a Brawl video review soon. And that's about it. And since I cannot really think of a retrovision this week, I think, and also the show itself is running kind of long, I think I'm going to end the show right here. I want to thank you all once again for listening to this week's edition of the Super Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you wish to email me, please email me at superwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. On next week's show, well, once again, I don't know what's going to happen, but I expect something really, really good. So, once again, check out the blog, swabp.blogspot.com. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a happy Easter. Bye-bye, and rock on. Hey, check this out. Since you guys are still listening to this show, I'm going to let you in on something. I actually have a preview for my upcoming Super Smash Bros. Brawl review video online as this week as a bonus. So, check it out. It's pretty much an unveiling of the game, but still check it out. And, don't forget to leave me some comments on iTunes too. So, yeah, see you later.